Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the voice of St. Louis, KMOX, and as we get closer and closer to Election Day, there's still a lot of people with misinformation that's out there that maybe hasn't deciphered what is right and what is wrong when it comes to an absentee ballot or a mail-in ballot, which are possible now in this country, it looks like. And, of course, in-person voting is always encouraged. But if it's going to be a situation where you want to do it by mail or an absentee ballot, we have a lot of questions. And one person that may know some answers to those questions is Chris Gardner. He is also a notary, and you understand all this stuff. You've figured it all out for us, right?
I wouldn't go that far because it's got quite confusing this year, Bo.
It did. What's the most confusing part of questions that you're receiving from voters?
In terms of voters generally, it's trying to figure out the difference between absentee and mail-in, because mail-in was never an option here in Missouri before like it is now. You know, with no excuses, I can get a mail-in ballot. And, you know, there's a difference between absentee and mail-in in Missouri, where in other states there aren't. So here in the Show Me State, we have to try to clarify that there is a difference, even though in other states it's the same thing.
Now,
but
since,
here it's a little different.
Now, since we're right here on the border of Missouri and Illinois, how different mm-hmm. are those rules for those listeners that are in Illinois right now? Do you know that?
I believe in Illinois that mail-in and absentee are classified basically as the same thing.
Okay.
Where in Missouri, they're not. So it's more complicated in Missouri because they've added new rules this go round. We're kind of, you know, other states have been doing mail-in for the longest time, especially out in the Northwest, Pacific Northwest. But we're not in that situation, so it's kind of new to some of us here.
Right, and I want to mention that I'm an Air Force brat, so I'm familiar with absentee ballot. And
my
dad did that, my mom did that for years, and that's because we were out of the country. We were, you know, they were on assignment somewhere. So
right.
Those that are familiar with absentee balloting, they're familiar with those rules and what needs to be done. So we really do right. want to talk about the mail-in balloting. You know, there's no requirements.
Yeah.
It's just a choice, correct?
Correct. And here's the thing with absentee and mail-in in particular. Mail-in voting is going to require a notary no matter what. So if you're doing mail-in, you need a notary. Now, under absentee, to even qualify for absentee, there are basically seven options that you can choose from that if you qualify, you can vote absentee. But only two of those seven exempt you from a notary. So five of those seven, even with an absentee ballot, still require a notary if you're mailing that absentee ballot in.
Wow, okay, I didn't know that part.
I think that's the way to try to, I guess, dumb it down some, is that know that in terms of mail-in, you need a notary, an absentee, and five of the seven rules there to be an absentee voter, five of the seven, you still need a notary. And so I think, you know, if you fall into, I think the two exemptions are, and I'm paraphrasing here, I don't have the verbiage right in front of me, but basically if you're confined to your house due to illness, that's one, or if you fall into the COVID exemption. And then the COVID exemption has its own list of rules to qualify for that.
Okay, so the mail-in balloting, are we allowed to, you know, to request that at this point, or do we still have to wait some time?
No, you can get it right now. It's best to do so because I think it's the 22nd of September is when they actually start putting the ballots out. They start sending them your way.
I gotcha. But you can do the request now. If this is how you want to vote this year on November 3rd, complete an application to request a mail-in ballot in person or by mail. And after you receive the ballot, you got to fill it out and have that returned envelope notarized. Now, that's on the outside. Now, is there a fee for that? I mean, I've done notary things over the years, and I don't believe at my bank there was a notary. Do they charge money for that?
Well, here's how it works. Because, like I said, we're in a new era right now with voting in Missouri, especially this go-round.
Oh, yeah.
For an absentee ballot, if you're classified as absentee, and you cannot charge a price. The notary cannot charge a price, and it goes back to poll tax stuff and all that other political jargon if you want to get into that. But
let's not.
But exactly. In terms of a straight mail-in vote, they did not make the rule this year that a notary could not charge for that signature. So I'm not sure why, but that's how the rule was written or how these regulation statutes were written. So straight mail-in, a notary can charge. But here's what the Secretary of State has done. On their website, they have a list of notaries that have said they will not charge no matter what.
I gotcha.
So if you want to seek out that notary, and you're doing mail-in and you don't want to pay that fee, you can find a list of notaries on the Secretary of State's website. And I haven't used all the search features on it, but when you get to that homepage, it basically classifies them and organizes them by county.
Gotcha.
So you can find them there, but there's a list that won't charge for no matter what.
Okay.
So that's probably what you want to do.
All right. Chris Gardner is our guest and talking about notaries. Now, you are a notary. If somebody would be charged a fee, is that just subjective to the notor or whatever? I don't know what you call yourself.
A notary republic, yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's call it that.
It's $2 per signature.
Okay.
The max, I believe.
Oh, so there is a scale on it. You can only charge this much if somebody's going to charge you for it. But again, you mentioned there's a group of people out there that are notaries or notary publics that will do it for no charge. They've just, they're doing their patriotic duty to help people out.
Right. Exactly. It might be a nominal fee, but maybe there's some principle behind it as well.
Okay. Well, as far as the mail-in ballot that I'm seeing on the Missouri.gov website, requesting your mail-in ballot, we talked about that. You can do that now, and you can mail in your ballot, or that may be requested in person, but you can mail it in, and it has to be there by the close of business on election day. Is there any concern that a voter should have that it wouldn't get counted in, that late in the game? I mean, I think of my taxes needs to be in by the end of business on, April 15th normally. And so I'm just curious about that.
Right. And from my perspective, I would say this, that is to give you make sure that answer is correct. That's probably more for a Board of Elections Commissioner or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Personally, I would say yes. I would feel concerned if it's going that late. Which is why I think the emphasis has been so much on getting things done early. And like you had questioning just moments ago about, hey, can anybody get the ballot now? And that, I think that's an emphatic yes, because you don't want to be down to the last 2 weeks trying to deal with all this. I would say just it's just with these different rules and when there's a new system in place, you don't want to wait to the last minute. I think that's basically
right. There's already fear of corruption in this election coming up so much. I mean, it's being fed to us through, network channel news over and over and over. It's going to be corrupt.
Yeah.
Heck, I saw a video of Hillary earlier today saying that Russia was involved 4 years ago and they're involved now. And I'm like, well, hold on. I thought that was debunked, but that's a whole nother subject. You're the notary. You and I'll have a beer or a cup of coffee over that conversation. But to be clear, absentee balloting, if you've already done it, you know what you have to do. If you are, as far as mail-in balloting, if you're living in an assisted care living, you've got a coronavirus or you've been exposed to it, these are the things, these are the reasons these things are put in place. But this conversation is about what needs to be notarized and if it needs to be.
I think given the notary perspective, it's good to tell someone here. Here's what I would say. Be prepared ahead of time because you want your election ballot, fill it out ahead of time. Don't get to the notary and then fill out your ballot and then have everything done. Because what you also want to do, and this is just a good suggestion, I think, is you want to have that ballot already in the envelope. Have that election ballot filled out. Have it in the envelope. Keep it simple for the notary so that there's not a whole bunch of other steps, and that takes away questions of stuff. And also a notary, they're not supposed to advise you technically on what to do. The other clear thing is don't sign that envelope until you're in the presence of the notary.
Oh, good call. Yeah. Which is kind of the idea of the notary, right?
and there's different types of notaries. Like an acknowledgement is basically, it can be signed ahead of time and you just have to confirm the identity or whatever. An affirmation and an oath are different types of, or a jurat language is a different type of notary. And I think St. Louis County had jurat language in the primary envelope. In that, in a jurat situation, you have to be in the presence of the notary when you sign that envelope.
Gotcha. So don't do that part. But you do not have to expose what's in the envelope. You don't have to put it, don't have to show them what you've done or who you're voting for or what party you're with. Don't think of this like your taxes, doing it at the 11th hour on the deadline. Do it early and get it notarized. And again, you can go to mo.gov. to find out more specific details. But as we've learned here, everybody, that a notary is nowhere near the attitude of a DMV employee. So thank you, Chris Gardner, for all your help today. I appreciate it. That's a compliment,
you're welcome,
by the way.
I appreciate it.
All right, Chris, thank you so much. We may get in touch with you again before Election Day, just in case we have any final thoughts or questions for you, okay?
Yeah, no problem. I hope that helps.
It did. Thank you very much.